Hare Krishna. Quite nerve-wracking for me. But we will have a go. So, by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga and the Vaishnavas, I've been given an opportunity to do something which I'm not used to, which I'm not very good at. But I was told that this is supposed to be service. So, I'm going to ask for forgiveness in advance if I do mess up. And I hope everyone will support me to make this happen. So today we will learn. Actually, I'm supposed to pay obeisances to my guru, first of all. I wrote it all down, but I'm still so nervous. So I offer my obeisances to the Guru Parampara, to Srila Prabhupada, to my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Swami Maharaj, and to all of you who are going to bear with me for the next half an hour or so. So thank you. Please bless me that I can say something which might be of use. So, let's try. So this is Canto 1, Chapter 2, Verse 17. Shrinavatam Swakathan Krishna. Shrinavatam Swak. Shall we just go through it? All in one go. Shall I just say it?
Yeah.
That's what you suggested. Yeah, exactly. And even I can't pronounce it properly. Shrinavatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Sarvana Kirtana Hridananthastohi Abhadrani Vidhunti Shrut Satam. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotees, who has developed the urge to hear His messages, which are themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Once again, Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotees, who has developed the urge to hear His messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Messages of the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are non-different from Him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in His Shikshashtaka declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that He has endowed His innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at His convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that He can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotees of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to His devotees. When He sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about Him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to Him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. The translation once again. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment. From the heart of the devotees who have developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Om Agyanati Milasya Agyananja Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tatme Shri Krupe Namaha. So I, this morning, tried to gather my thoughts. Actually, I said to Ananta Prabhu that I don't think I can do it. But he said, you should do it. So I said, okay, fine, we will try. So from this translation of Srila Prabhupada, there were some key words. I'm quite an analytical person, so I perhaps lack soul, but bear with me. So I took out some key words from the translation of Srila Prabhupada. And the key words that I sort of resonated with me personally was sincere. Prabhupada is talking about sincerity. He's talking about eagerness and desire. And he mentions how Maya is very difficult, but by the grace of Lord Sri Krishna, it is possible. But he also talks about serving the senior devotees. He's talking about serving Guru also in this verse. So what I, from my Bhakti Shastri course, which I don't remember now, but I remember there's a verse which talks about Utsaha Nischa Dharyat Tat Tat Karma Parvartanat Sangha Tyagat Satovriti Sadbir Bhakti Prasiddhiti. Six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service: enthusiastic endeavor with confidence, being patient, acting according to regulative principles, Shravanam Kirtanam, abandoning association of non-devotees, following in the footsteps of acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly allow the complete success of pure devotional service. So we have knowledge, we have guidance, we have association, but we still appear to be, at least I am, stuck. It's hard work having this knowledge, access to it. It's being repeated time and time again. But I struggle, as you know. Those who know me know where I'm at. So we are incapable. We understood from Indulekha Mataji yesterday that the age of Kali, it's like that. Maybe you can tell us the shloka because I don't remember it. I don't remember it. Please. Say. So in the age of Kali, the age itself, the environment that we're in, we're subjected to, the three modes of nature, etc. And we have our personal limitations. One of it is we are forgetful, we are quarrelsome, etc., etc. So we are under a lot of pressure from other things, despite the fact that we are hoping to, by our endeavor, move forward. We are constantly under pressure from external environments. And we carry on, at least I should use the word I rather than we. I struggle, I fall all the time. I get up, I fall. So it's been quite discouraging, mostly, to be quite frank, because it took me, like, I've been associated with ISKCON for over 30 years, and only 3 years ago, I was able to take initiation, or I should say my Guru Maharaj, very mercifully, took me under his wings, gave me shelter. So I struggled. So I'm not so sure who else is in this boat, but it's something that I do think about. So my endeavors, I have a reasonably okay education and experience in external material life. And I thought I have lots of skills. And I was very proud of it. I think I still am. But none of them actually helped me. They just didn't. I was stuck. So the question arose as to what is causing this stagnation. Devaki Mataji very kindly has been enlightening us that, you know, it's like trying to have a boat with the motor on, but yet in neutral gear. Perhaps, it sort of makes sense to me personally, yes. I think I probably even chose the wrong boat, to be quite frank. So, recently I got on the boat, so now I'm struggling. So the point I'm trying to sort of suggest is that our personal endeavors may not be enough. Certainly in my case, I feel my personal endeavors are worth almost zero from personal experience. So what I'm learning is that I have to gather my thoughts because I do get carried away. That we need to recognize, or I need to recognize, the mercy that I've been given, that the incapabilities can be overcome mainly by mercy, not by my personal endeavor at all. This is what I'm learning very recently. All this while I thought, I'm doing it, I'm going to be good at it, I'm going to shine. But it was all an illusion. What I recently realized after I got initiated was the mercy that I got from a Guru Maharaj. And I felt that something in me began to change. It's the start of it, but I could feel it. By him, by his mercy, many things changed for the better. There were some struggles, but most of it was for the better. Now I can see. It takes time. I didn't realize it then, but now I see. So, I am getting mercy, and I'm beginning to see it. I think the point I would like to suggest is that perhaps all of us need to work or focus on this aspect as well, of when we are getting mercy. We take many things for granted. I can say for myself, I mostly take things for granted. But there are times of magic when I do realize, well, this was pure mercy. I didn't deserve this. This is mercy. I'm sitting here in front of you. Nothing but the fact that we all can gather here in a retreat and have Devaki Mataji enlighten us about the essence, the main, I would say, tool or principle of chanting the holy name in a deeper way. This is nothing short of amazing mercy, causeless mercy. I didn't do anything to deserve this. I really feel it. I didn't do anything to deserve my guru, but I got him, right? I didn't deserve so many things. So mercy is flowing. Mercy is flowing by retreat right now. We have so much amazing enlightenments that will be, you know, we'll be given all of this. We have people working behind the scenes. Our temple president, the TP, he's a PhD, you know, highly educated person. He's working and with a team of people behind us. They've sacrificed. This, what I call, is for me the ultimate pleasure in spiritual life, to be amongst devotees. But they have sacrificed it. So there are people who are giving us, devotees who are giving us mercy. There are seniors who are giving us mercy. But not only that, there are so-called juniors that are giving us mercy. Today, this morning, I was in the toilet, maybe talking, and Luca came up to me and he said like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And my God, you know, first I was like, you know, why is he telling me? But then I understood, actually, nothing but mercy. Luca gave me mercy, so thank you. So the point perhaps I'm pressing on is that we need to recognize mercy. We are being given it. We are given it all the time. And that mercy, we can clearly, well, we have the ability, we have a better chance of understanding the ability, understanding the mercy, when we are in a community, in the association of. The moment I walk out of this door, go somewhere else, I'm in my own world, like Mataji was saying, you know, just like an animal. Just satisfied. But when we're in this community, it takes on a different meaning. So, I just wanted to share this with you, that mercy is there, but we like a child who's trying to walk. We need various supports, and we need to recognize when we're getting this support, when we're getting this mercy. This is the point I wanted to share. And I have to go through my notes because they're all in disarray. So, never mind. So, what did we have here? So, I thought I had prepared a long thing, but it's very short. So, we're supposed to be, the ultimate aim is that we develop love for Krishna by pure devotional service. And that is okay. That is the main point. Personally speaking, I don't think I recognize Krishna. I'm sorry to admit, very frankly. And if I don't even recognize him, I doubt if I can have a meaningful relationship with him. But by my guru's kripa, by Vaishnav kripa, I feel loved. I feel I get mercy through devotees. So, personally speaking, I experience Krishna through devotees. And for me, that's what I think I can work with. To try and aim for connecting with Krishna directly, I don't think I have a good chance yet. maybe one day, perhaps. So, we know why we're here, because we have a common aspiration. We have values which are the same, to eventually go back. And we also understand that other than doing devotional service also means respecting where we're getting this mercy from. In my world, it is through my guru, my shiksha guru, my good wife, my seniors, and also my juniors, so to speak. So this is a community. This is the wonderful community which provides the environment for us to achieve our ultimate goal. Along with Guru Sadhu Shastra, the community is where I connect personally, and I feel is one of the most critical aspects, the most important aspects that I want to work with, because that's my level of realization. My realization is not beyond this, as you could understand. So I want to emphasize that we need to develop personal relationships. Why? Because we know mercy is going to flow from there. We need to understand what mercy is, and it's going to come from the Vaishnavas. But unless you develop personal, deep relationships, which we're trying to eventually do with the holy name itself, because Sambandha is the first, I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, Sambandha is the first step, in a way. If you don't have Sambandha, you cannot develop love, and love is the basis. It's like this. Most people here, in this audience here, gathering of Vaishnavas, most people actually know me personally to some degree, I would like to believe. I've interacted with most of you personally at some level. Because of that, I feel I can be myself. Although I was nervous to start off with, but I'm going into my own flow now. Yes? And you can stop me whenever you want. But I feel comfortable. I feel I can reveal myself. I can be an idiot, which mostly I am. But I'm not intimidated by that. Why? Why is that? One of the reasons is because somehow we connected personally. I know what Tommy is doing. I know what he's up to. I know what Luca does. He chastised me this morning. Horrible person. I know Lalit Govinda Prabhu. I thought he was a tyrant 4 years ago. Because I saw him from the outside. I thought he was really rough and tough. You know, could beat the hell out of me any day. But then, this year, somehow, I had the opportunity to connect. Why? It was Guru's kripa that we were compelled to stay in the temple. We had no shelter. Our friends abandoned us, right? And we said, where are we going to stay? Where are we going to stay? I said, well, let's approach the temple. Maybe they'll give us some shelter. So we did. So, and guess who I'm staying with? His Grace Lalit Govinda Prabhu, who I thought was not such a nice man. But after having spent time with him, I realized, and forgive me, I realized he's one of the softest people I know. Actually, he is. The way he sings, my goodness, he sings every Sunday, and he prays for all the people, you know, the devotees that are suffering. Now I know who Lalit Govinda Prabhu is. I know what Tommy's up to. I can look into his eyes and I connect. So the point, I'm not trying to praise myself because I connect. I think I have a need. I have a basic need for exchange of love. It's not that I can speak here. It's because I believe that by understanding one another, we can support each other through this very rough seas of wanting to do devotional service. I need to be corrected. My wife will tell you all about it. Because when I walk out of here, I'm going to behave completely differently, and she'll be the one who'll chastise me. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So we're dependent on each other. And we just need to understand the importance of it. Time is probably running out for questions. I think that is the only point I need to sort of share with you, because I feel very passionate about it, and it's the only thing that I know. I don't know Shastra. I studied Bhakti Shastri. I forgot all of it. I'm doing Bhakti Vaibhav, so I feel very enthused when I'm doing it, but I find it like I don't want to get involved too much. You know, get the piece of paper and feel good. But on a day-to-day level, I feel my only pillars are my Guru Maharaj. By the way, Guru Maharaj is going to listen to this, and I will say, I don't understand my Guru very much either. I'll be very frank with you. I don't understand him. So, by his mercy, I have come in touch with a Shiksha Guru. My Shiksha Guru, Maharaj, am I allowed to mention his name, or is it not a good idea? I can. I would like to. His Holiness Haladhar Swami Maharaj, who is a disciple of His Holiness Gaur Gobind Swami Maharaj, and Haladhar Swami will be gracing Ljubljana on the 9th and 10th of September. So here's the plug. And by his mercy, I'm able to now begin to understand how important it is to serve the Guru, how important it is to serve the Vaishnavas. I don't recognize who's a Vaishnava, by the way. But it is through small exchanges, the behavior of day to day, in a sustained manner, I begin to understand what we're about. So we're in a very protected environment. I think we need to understand how precious this environment is, this community of ours. And we need to go deeper in trying to understand one another for our selfish reasons, because we'll get mercy. So this is where I will conclude. I don't know whether I've made sense at all, so please forgive me if I've digressed in any way. Any corrections, first of all?
No correction, but just to support what you're saying. So first of all, thank you very much for having the courage and sharing your realizations. Actually what you're saying is just so true, because Krishna says not he is my devotee who claims to be my devotee, but he who is the devotee of my devotee. He's my real devotee. So, yeah, what you're saying is just very true, actually, that because the devotees are so dear to Krishna, that's why when we serve devotees, that even pleases Krishna more, so much more, because they are so dear to him. You know, so, and I mean, today the whole topic is actually exactly on that theme, on the relationship. Chanting, desiring for the longing for a relationship, and also, yeah, a relationship with devotees. We get more into that tomorrow, I think. But in any case, I simply wanted to confirm that.
Thank you.
Yes, and Krishna acts through his devotees. Very true. Yeah? That's the main way how Krishna reaches out right. to us and also reveals himself to us. And still, parallel to working through devotees, there is also that aspect of directly connecting with him and chanting the holy name.
Right.
So it goes both parallel, and then proportionally Krishna reveals himself more also directly. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Take the mic. Any other, maybe some chastisements? Lala Govinda Prabhu. I'd love to.
Thank you for your expression. So nice realizations. Because the realizations are the base of our further progress in spiritual life. perfect, and everything enthusiasm based on realizations is sometimes good, sometimes not so good, or sometimes difficult. I was thinking that how to get this mercy out of mercy, because around us is storm and rains of mercy all the time.
Yes.
Krishna is so merciful and the devotees are so merciful, and also others are so merciful to teach us all the time what's wrong and what's wrong. So this recognition of mercy is so important, and that we don't take things as a great granted.
Hmm.
Sorry for my English, it's not very good. I understand a lot, but I cannot speak. So, what is base for be open for mercy? I think that this is gratefulness.
Grateful.
Yes.
Grateful. When we are grateful, the same time we can be humble. And when we are humble, then we are open for mercy. So these things all the time are in my mind.
Mm.
How to be grateful for all these big things and little things at the same time. Now, not tomorrow.
Mm.
So if we are now grateful, immediately we will feel mercy and we will become happy, actually. And we will understand how Krishna and the devotees loves us.
Yeah.
So, this is my...
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tomorrow, huh?
Abhinandan Prabhu, please say a few words, your thoughts. It'll be nice. Please, no. It's important that we hear. You're one of our seniors, so it'll be nice.
What do you want me to say?
Whatever you think, say what you think.
Well, I think you make a good breakthrough to your, how to say it, some blockage you have that you cannot give a lecture.
Mercy. Nothing but.
This is where you start, you know. So, see you in the next lecture, maybe on 25th.
Don't be so cruel.
We will give you 1 week of preparation, not 1 day before, so you can prepare.
But you're one of our community leaders.
Okay.
How do you perceive? I mean, I don't know how much time we have. Probably have another 10 minutes or so. 10 minutes or so. It'll be nice to hear something from a senior devotee who's involved with community development.
And it will be also tomorrow.
Oh, so, fine. Okay.
But maybe since we don't know so much, it's a good place to say how did you come to the Krishna consciousness? It's always interesting to hear.
Oh, how did I come to it? It was very straightforward, actually, because I was born in London. I went to India at the age of 6 months. Then I went to London at the age of 6 years. Then my father died. Then I went back to India. And then I eventually, at 16, I went back to England, and then I had to support myself. I had no money, no parents. I lost my parents early, no friends. And where do I go? The temple. Straightforward.
So you were leaving the temple at some time?
Or? Not at all. No. I would. They wouldn't have me. They wouldn't have me even now. No, I didn't live in the temple. That's how I came to Krishna consciousness. I was desperate for some Indian prasadam, number one. So that was great. and association, friends. I didn't have friends, you know, because I was brought up in India. So I didn't have friends there. So I got friends. I got the whole package, actually. Like that. Anything else anyone would like to add, perhaps? David?
Can you share some?
No, this is unfair because you know me very well. So,
can you share a little bit?
Can you share a little bit of your personal? Like, can you advise us how to be personal with devotees and how to develop relationships with devotees, because that's your strong point?
Well, you think it's a strong point. Many people think that's my biggest weakness, because I tend to reveal myself very quickly, and many people who don't know me get offended by it. So I don't know whether it's a strength or weakness, but one thing is true, that I try and be who I am most of the times. Why? Because I don't fear what people are going to say, although I may be intimidated slightly, but I'm comfortable in, not proud, but I'm okay. Krishna made me this way. I'm sorry. Take it or leave it. You know, I am who I am. And I think I'm a reasonably okay person, you know? So I'm comfortable with it. Therefore, I can reveal myself because I want to exchange love. This is my biggest hankering. I cannot get it through Krishna. He's out there somewhere, I think. But with devotees, I can. I've seen it. It happened right from day one. So there's no special technique. I'm just being who I am. That's all there is to it. That anyone, everyone should be who they are, for real. Not try and pretend, at least within devotees. Of course, we have to follow etiquettes and norms and everything. But we should, as a community or as a loving community, we need to give the leeway for people to express themselves openly, share openly, raise issues openly, talk like we're in a family, not them and us. Sorry, I'm going to go into a different mode, which I'm not supposed to at this little thing that I'm doing. So let's not go there. But the essence of it is just that if we want love, for exchange of love, you need to be open. I think that's the essence, as far as I understood it, for me. And believe you me, I got lots of love. My goodness. Although I had a very traumatic start, the love and affection I got eventually was unbelievable. I think I had one of the most amazing childhood. And the only reason why I weathered the storm without having a family was because I was given love. So this isn't that one of the bases for connecting with Krishna, that we begin to love him? If we cannot love each other, understand each other, I would struggle to understand how I can love the Supreme, who I don't even... It's a concept right now for me, personally speaking. So I openly go to somebody. I have a genuine desire to connect with devotees because they give me mercy, they give me love. And love means exchange in my world. They also get love. And this is infectious, at least in my world. Just be who you are. No need to pretend. Reveal. Who are you scared of? We are in a very protected environment. That's what we need to carry on realizing. We're not supposed to be imitating the outside world. But what happens is, because of our various conditionings and backgrounds, whatever you want to call it, we come from the outside world here, but we realize that even in our community, we have some serious work to do on the basics of exchange of love, shall we put it. And this is why we need to be collectively, we need to make an effort whereby because we understand this is the best environment, we need to work very in a very focused manner to enrich, to give to this environment. And there, some of you are more able and some of you might not be able in this area. But those who are able should give 100%. And that means that they have more tolerance because they've been there, they've done that, they've got the t-shirt. So those people who are more able, they need to give. And then the people who are taking, so to speak, who are more dependent, will also learn that in our community we behave like this. It's a behavioral thing. It's the very basics of getting to the level of goodness. And my understanding is if you're not at the level of goodness, you're going to struggle going up. So I'm just trying to understand the basics of being at the level of goodness, not from a theoretical point, because that's also important, but in practice, how does it work? If we have issues, say for example, I have an issue with Lalit Govinda Prabhu, which I did. I could not have reconciled it in my heart if Krishna did not give me the opportunity to associate with him. It wouldn't have been possible. But I had a desire, by the way. I had a desire that I want to reconcile. And Krishna made it possible. So if only we can develop a desire that this community is amazing, this is the best thing in the universe, for me at least, and I think for you, that's why you're here, that we need to work together very hard to give it our all to nurture this more. And the basics of it is love. Now, I don't know how else to put it. It's not so complex, actually. You know, a mother, Mataji, Tungavidya Mataji, was explaining. I was eating prasadam yesterday or day before. And my wife said to me, "Oh, you look very focused." And I said, "Oh, here we go. She's going to talk about how much I'm eating and da-da-da." What I realized was, yes, I was very focused. You know why? Because it was very nourishing. It was very satisfying. I said to Tungavidya Mataji and all, I said, "I wish I could be, why aren't we so focused? Why am I not so focused in my exchange or, you know, developing love for Krishna? Why am I not so focused? Well, how is it that I'm so focused with prasadam?" You know? And you know, Mataji gave a really sweet answer, as a matter of fact. And I pondered over it. Mataji's, and you have to correct me if I've got it wrong. Mataji said that actually you will understand it in the relationship of a child and a mother. The child, when the child grows up, he ignores. He just does not want to have anything to do with his parents. It's like, get out of my life. I want to live my own life. So the child goes through stages, is pampered, but he then ignores it. And the important thing was, which I've now missed, you have to tell me how it comes together. How does it come together? Because you said, I think you said something. Please. It was so beautiful.
We were speaking about how come that you don't feel such love and how come that you are not so much focused on Krishna?
Yeah.
And I was talking, but there was also something else about this child.
But the main point.
I just said like that because we are on the path, and actually, if we don't know Krishna personally, then it's maybe a little bit hard to be so focused and feel love to him. And eventually on the path, Krishna will reveal himself to us, and we will be able to feel this love and be more focused in this relationship while Krishna revealing himself to us. Actually, on the path, maybe sometimes it's not so easy to just feel love toward him.
Yes.
But as you said, you feel love toward devotees and holy name and
and prasadam.
Prasadam, for sure. Yeah.
What was about this child?
You were saying to me, from memory, and Indulekha, please help us if we go astray. I think what you were saying is that we are like children. Is that what you were saying? Yes, go on. Give it.
Amazing the Lord is that He's so tolerant, because when we chant so like inattentively, sometimes, but He still continues showering so much mercy.
Right.
Like, we are actually offensive because we just chant and we're kind of like not really connecting. We are offensive in our chanting, but how is it that He's still keeping us around and He's still, you know, giving us so much mercy? So you said something really beautiful.
Well, it just came on my mind because I have a child and she's now a teenager, and I see how she acts towards parents. So it's not like I don't want parents anymore, but she wants to live parents on her own way. So I was thinking, yes, it's like us. Mm. We are toward Krishna sometimes like that. We are chanting and thinking all other things and calling Him, but you know, it's when He comes, we are like, He's not here. I don't want him. It's like a child.
Yeah, but very beautiful.
When a child comes to mother, she's open.
Yes.
Come, my baby.
Yeah.
Such a love. And like, and Krishna is like that. When we are turning to Him, sincerely, He will just open His arms and heart, and He will just hold us and take us with Him, show Him to us, and we will start to develop a relationship. Yes, He will reveal Himself. Hopefully.
Thank you. Thank you. Right, thank you so much for putting up with me. And forgive me for any offense I may have caused. And sorry about the lack of Shastra and everything else. But by your mercy, I will try and improve. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.